Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Stays 315 on 9.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Do you like Sheffield
Hello
Live?
There, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Let's go! Breakdown! Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
All my friends call me the cow. It began, I don't know how. I keep my thoughts inside of me. To them I'm just a sack of meat. For wow, cow is for coward. I'm a
was that fresh new sound we heard kicking off the breakdown today, John?
That was a bit of girl and girl action.
Girl and girl.
They're an Australian indie rock duo signed to Sub Pop. Released their debut album, Call the Doctor, earlier this year. And I can't decide whether it's... You're looking at me puzzled.
You said duo. Did you say duo?
I did, and I shouldn't have done, because they're not. I don't know where I got that from.
Say, I saw them a few months ago, and there was more than two of them there.
Oh, no. I'm blaming the flu jab from yesterday. Yes, they are not a duo. But, yeah, I can't decide whether that's deeply, deeply silly or work genius. I think it's probably both.
I think it can be both.
It does include the lyrics, C is for copulation, O is for ordinary, W is for wow, cow is for coward. And that was the debut play on the breakdown.
It was. You're here today because Steve is poorly, isn't
Steve, he? It's sickly Steve.
He's very, very poorly. So sending our best to Steve over the airlines. He has sent in a 777.
He has.
Today.
Yes, he's doing his duty.
He's done his duty, so he will have some influence over the show. But we do have plenty of other music. We always do. Always do, but we wouldn't say it if we didn't. That wasn't the case. Albums out yesterday from Cold Cave, from Porridge Radio. We're going to have an album of the week from Japandroids, their final record, I think. I've got music from, we've played that one, Silverback's album out yesterday. Anxious, we've both brought that. Panda Bear, new single. Swansea Sound, Daisy featuring MS Paint. Plenty, plenty of stuff.
I have Confidence Man.
Album out yesterday, yes.
And a couple of tracks that were released a couple of weeks ago.
That's all right.
I thought I'd...
it's all right.
I thought we could do a double. We'll save that for later in the show. Kylie Minogue released a new album yesterday.
And Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
And Sophie Ellis-Bextor. That could be a pop double bill.
We better crack on with this. Father John Misty. Okay, he is putting out... Is his fifth record? I think it's his fifth record. Mahesh Mashana. Which I have never said out loud before, and I think I did all right.
You did.
November 22nd, it comes out. The second single from it, She Cleans Up, came out yesterday. And you know what? This could have started the show today. It's a real belter.
That Mary of Magdalene saw the future that awaits us just before Good Friday. He figured the wages of salvation were a little too steep. Said no one's f***ed my baby Lord and got onto the tea. Cleaning up, cleaning up, clean up. She cleans up. The one about the female alien Scarlet Dragon.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Right, well, that was the first double of the day. Father John Misty going into first a bit of random porridge radio. Mm. More of that later. But properly afterwards, Linda Linders. Something from their album last week, which was the album of the week. It came out last week, No Obligation. You heard Excuse Me. Straight in at number 101, John.
Ooh, just bubbling under.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good number, though, 101.
Yeah.
James Blunt doesn't have to change his name.
That's a shame.
Do you think he'll be happy about that?
I think he probably will.
Probably, yeah. Number 7 for him. Let's get to this week's album of the week. Now, Japandroids have been going. They've been a band for over 20 years.
Yep.
It took them about, I think, six years to put out their first album from, was it 2008? I do remember playing Japandroids when they first appeared. Because The Breakdown next week, John, is 18 years old.
Is it really?
18 years old next week.
I'm 52 next week.
You're 52 next week. Yes. Actually, Post Nothing was 2009. So, all the way back, 15 years since their first album, they've decided to go out on their own terms.
Yes.
So, they've not released anything for a few years. They're putting out one more record, which sounds very much like Japandroids.
It's 10 intervals out of 10, isn't it?
It definitely is. It is called Fate and Alcohol. And what details have you got from this, John?
Ooh, are we playing my selection first?
We're going to go for A Gaslight Anthem. Is, yes. I guess that's a play on the band?
That's what I thought. Same? I thought it was quite a sort of meta, because they're very similar sort of music, aren't they? Gaslight Anthem and Japandroids. It's mm-hmm. a lot of. When I read the reviews for this, they were slightly dismissive, calling it dude rock, which I thought was a bit snobby,
dismissive.
Really. Yeah,
dismissive.
But mm-hmm. they said that they pitched them in with a Gaslight Anthem, which I wondered if that was why Japandroids are called it.
A nod to that then.
But yeah, I'm just trying to find my notes for it because I can't find. There we go. Yes, released yesterday. Last we'll hear from them, and they're not even touring the album, which is a bit of a shame because a lot of these would sound absolutely brilliant, I would imagine, live.
Yeah,
but very good album, as we say, very much 10 intervals out of 10. And this is A Gaslight Anthem.
We'll double this up with something else out yesterday. We'll be right back.
a minute or so. Yeah, but since you've been knocking at my door, well, forgive me if I'm suspicious, but it's rarely a social call. I try to sound vicious, but I'm even friends at all. Cause every single time it's the same, just someone new that you're blaming. But don't you ever tire of these games that you keep on playing.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Meet me on the corner of Mare Street and Ridley Road. I just moved to London and I'm taking some time off, so hit me up, okay?
Who knows what you'll find?
was Confidence Man, and a track from their third album, which came out yesterday, bit of a cracker. And the album's called 3 AM La La La. It's very much a throwback to the 90s UK dance scene, because they've relocated from Australia to Britain.
They know where their bread is buttered.
They do. And they've, it's very much an album which is like a love letter to all that sort of dance stuff.
Yeah, they're playing at the Octagon, aren't they, next
they
month?
They are, on the 26th of November. Tickets are still available. You may have heard a cheeky little, not a sample, but that little keyboard riff that went through it, which was Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. But yeah, there's tracks on there that sound like Happy Mondays, The Beloved. There's even a track that sounds a bit like LMFAO.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. It's covering the 90s basics.
Cracking album. Really good.
Japandroids Before, with something from their fourth album, which is our album of the week. And now we're going to play something from an album which is out, I know, because there's a countdown, John. 110 days.
9 hours, 36 minutes.
And 12 seconds until Heartworm's debut record, Glutton for Punishment, is released. Jacked was the previous single from this. Warplane is the single which we are going to play now. And this will lead us up to the first treble seven of the day. If I can get to there. Yes.
From the start, Jenga for the lost and a wonderland for art. Jenga for the lost and a wonderland for art. Jenga for the lost and a wonderland for art.
Let's talk over this then.
It's a nice little audio bed, isn't it?
So this is what Heartworms...
This is from the imagination of Heartworms about a fighter pilot who was killed at age 20, and it was how she imagined the sound of his plane crashing to Earth would sound.
All right. It was Warplane. Yeah. So the title is on point.
Indeed.
For that. From the debut record by Heartworms, which will be out next year. Right, John. First of three 777s today.
We're doing three.
We're going to do three.
The first one is a request from Steve on a sickbed, which he mainly requested as he wanted to either of us try to pronounce the song's name. Do you want to go first or shall I?
Paris et A.
Yeah, I believe it is.
That's quite easy.
And that this is from Alvida, who are an all-female power pop quartet from Paris, unsurprisingly. They're releasing their debut album, here we go again, C'est déjà l'heure. That comes out on Friday, 25th. Debut play on The Breakdown, and it's going to be followed by a Mexican shoegaze band, and then followed by a cover version of a song on the Agatha All Along soundtrack by the people who wrote Frozen.
Wow. You've covered many bases here.
All within 7 minutes.
Breakdown. 777.
Yeah. lesson of all that's foul and fair. Our love was forged in fire, water, earth, and air. The spell is cast, how long it lasts, I cannot divine. The road is there, and so I dare to risk this heart of mine. Down, down, down the road, down the witch's road. Down, down, down the road, down the witch's road. Down, down, down the road, down the witch's road. Blood and tears and
Well, John,
thank you very much. That was Japanese Breakfast. You just heard with Down. No, it wasn't called Down the Witch's Road. It was called The Ballad of the Witch's Road, brackets, pop version. And that was from the soundtrack of Agatha All Along, which I've not watched yet.
No, I've not seen that one yet.
But it was recorded with Jack Antonoff, who is on a mission to appear on every song ever released. Ever. And it was also written by Christine Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, who wrote Let It Go, Let It Go. Which so, you can kind of tell, actually. This is yeah, the kind of thing there.
There's pedigree there.
Before that was Margaritas Podridas with Mugre Morada. They are a folk piece from Mexico, signed to Sub Pop, and they are influenced by the underground rock scene of the 90s. I did say they were shoegaze, but that certainly wasn't shoegaze. Four-track EP was released yesterday. That was the title track. It has three songs under 2 minutes long, which made them perfect treble seven candidates. And before that was Alvida. It wasn't the debut play for them. They've been played twice before, which means that we have a pre-release hat trick. So thank you to Steve, who texted in from his sickbed to berate me for not listening to previous shows, obviously.
Oh, or spelling the name wrong as well.
Yeah, but I have listened, but I just haven't taken notes.
I should have probably noticed as well, given I was here for both of those shows.
This is true, yeah.
Steve is going to have a treble seven, but it's going to come after this next song. I'm going to play my longest song of the day now, and it is a band called Greet Death, who I had not heard about before yesterday, and this new song of theirs, Same But Different Now. But I am liking this a lot. So they're a band from Flint, Michigan, and had an EP in 2022 called the new Low EP. I don't know yet whether or not this is going to be from an album, but it will be their third, if it will be, because their New Hell was their last release in 2019. But this track, Same But Different Now. Oh, it's good, this one.
Thank you.
quite the sound, isn't it?
Have some of that. That was Greek Death, Same But Different Now, from the band from Michigan. And I couldn't find any details about an album, but I'm guessing there'll be one coming, probably in the new year, y'all. Back to Treble Seven time now, and this is one from Steve. I asked him yesterday, when he said he wasn't doing the show, whether or not he wanted to send anything through. Mm-hmm. And the first two tracks he sent looked to me with my eye. I'm like, okay, there's a Treble Seven in there, off in here.
Yep.
So he has filled it out with a third. So what we are going to start with is something from Mock Media, who are about to put out their second... No, they're going to re-release their debut album, Mock Media 2. That's just confusing. I'm going to stop reading this. On December the 6th, it seems to be on Mac DeMarco's label or something. Anyway, they are playing in the UK. They've played at Delicious Clam before, but they're not playing on this tour. Brighton, London, Manchester, closest at Yes. And then Liverpool District through November. With Shannon and the Clams. So this is their new single, Hooked. It's going to go into something from Hamburger, and I'm going to finish with the new single by Fight Milk. So let it begin.
Slept out in the rain, slept on broken glass, poured myself a drink to endure the pain. Is pain as real as they say? Feels real when I focus on it. Need a lot more than I did yesterday, baby. I dream in the morning that you're holding me tight till I open my eyes. Spiral down the stage, then I collect my belongings, those that I haven't sold. They ain't worth much, I'm told. Relieve another hangover. You're holding me tight till I open my eyes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hooked. My lip bent to my toes. I'm hooked. I can't quit.
The Breakdown, Treble Seven.
I wish that I could hug you, I wish that I was there. I would have said I love you, I would have shown I cared. As a shiny metal truck hit it right across the face, splattered on the ground, wish that I could take his place.
Thank you.
sit and chew. My hands down to the wrists. It's no fun to be the one.
Again, because I think that's the third Fight Mill song that's been played from their new album.
And if not, it's definitely the third time Hamburg have been played
on the show.
Yeah. Whether it's from an album, I don't know.
Let's go to Mock Media first. So Hooked, you heard there, the band, an amalgamation of lots of other different bands. People play in Painted Fruit, Crack Cloud, Pottery, a novel, and they get together and make excellent noise. Hooked, you heard. Then it was Rip by Hamburger, who are putting out their second EP on the 29th of November. It's going to be called Beat Back the Ghouls, and you heard from it, Rip. And then Fight Milk, who are playing in Sheffield on 27th of November. And you've got a ticket now, haven't you?
I've got a ticket, yes. I know Steve's listening, so he can tick me off because I've bought a ticket that Joel accidentally got.
Yeah, so if anyone else needs another ticket, I've got one. So
Yeah.
Bite off of me first. that was Yearning and Pining. A band you saw earlier this week at Yellow Arch was Divorce.
Yellow Arch Divorce, yes. I went to see them on Monday. It was sold out. And they play tracks from their forthcoming album, which is called a title that I can't remember. But it's out in March.
It's called Drive to Golden Hammer.
Thank you very much.
138-day countdown.
138-day countdown on Spotify. And yeah, with no track listing on there. It's just got the song we're about to play. Oh. But the album track sounded really good. They've really beefed up the sound. And yes, looking forward to hearing that in March.
Okay, let's do this and then come back for one more before your 4 o'clock classic.
I've just chosen it. Looking forward to it. That was Divorce and All My Freaks, taken from the album, which is our symbol to be saying 103 days or something.
In March.
This is a nice little trick Spotify have just done. They've done an album countdown. And it doesn't matter if it's out next week or in 6 months' time, you get a countdown, a second by second countdown.
Okay, I'm going to play a song to fill the last bit of time we have today. It's not the one I was just about to play because I've made my numbers wrong. I'll play that in the second half instead. Let's have a new single, from a couple of weeks ago by Sprints. Didn't play. Yeah. Probably my favourite album of the year. Feast was a single which came out. We didn't play it. We're going to do it now. We'll be back at 4 o'clock.
Just after 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
She's a bad stroke of luck, yeah, they hit her with the book. She's got a face for every place, you'll never know how she looks. And if heaven was a hero, then she'd go on and sing it. Drink the poison from the wine without a breath, go on and sink it.